Acts chapter 1, beginning at verse 12. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mountain called the Mount of Olives, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they entered the city, they went to the upstairs room where they were staying. Peter and John were there, also James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All of them kept praying together with one mind, along with the women, with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. In those days, when the group there numbered about 120 people, Peter stood up among the brothers and said, "Gentlemen, brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through the mouth of David about Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus. Judas was counted as one of us and was given a share in this ministry. Now this man acquired a field with what he was paid for his wicked act. When he fell head first, his middle burst open and all his intestines spilled out. This became known to all the residents of Jerusalem, and so in their own language that field was called Akeldima, which means field of blood. Indeed, it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May his residence be deserted. Let there be no one dwelling in it, and let someone else take his position.' Therefore, it is necessary that one of the men who accompanied us during the entire time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from his baptism by John until the day Jesus was taken up from us, become a witness with us of his resurrection." They proposed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also called Justice, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this apostolic ministry from which Judas turned away to go to his own place." Then they assigned lots for them, and the lot fell to Matthias. So he was counted with the 11 apostles.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.